Welcome to the Secret Sauce of Outsourcing podcast that's dedicated to making you better at working with OFS, Online Filipino Specialists. So this is episode 434, a bookkeeper and accountant and a marketing director, OFS. So I'm going to do something different today, and I'm going to play two different audio clips or videos if you're watching this on YouTube for you. So I've talked in the past about having these videos made of people in the Philippines who work online and talking about what they do outside of work and what they do for work. So the reason I'm going to combine these two today is because I want to make a point of kind of work you can find in the Philippines. So one of the questions I get asked regularly is, and maybe it's not so much of a question, but a statement of, I want to hire a bookkeeper, but how do I bring them into my business? Like, how could I even trust someone with that? And okay, I get it. Like, I answered this question for someone today. When I very first started, that was my first reaction was, oh, I have someone that is going to work for me now, and I want him to do this stuff on my website, but that means I have to give him access to my hosting account. Wow, that's really scary. He could steal everything. He could destroy everything. He could just take it all down and disappear. Which, none of that even makes sense at all, right? Like, why would he take it all down and disappear? There's no incentive for that. That just means he loses his job and there's nothing to gain from that, right? And so it took me a couple weeks, but finally I was like, yeah, the way I'm going about this is super dumb. I'm asking him to do things and then not giving him the resources to do them. I'm not giving him access to my website. And with a bookkeeper, it's the same thing. So I understand that, like, the Philippines is far away and it's foreign and that is scary and that means you can't trust people. Well, I mean, it doesn't mean that you can't trust people. It means that your first reaction is that you don't trust these people. The reality is, I see people hiring bookkeepers every single day from onlinejobs.ph, and some of those bookkeepers are really, really good. And then I see them doing all kinds of other stuff for the businesses. So I have an upcoming episode about someone who was hired as a bookkeeper, and then he's also doing social media posts and creating graphics and managing websites and all kinds of stuff. He started as a bookkeeper. So here's my point with the bookkeeper and accountant. We recently did a video of Day. She is a pretty dang good bookkeeper and accountant. She works for multiple clients. So just going into this, you're aware, most businesses don't need a full-time bookkeeper. And so that most bookkeepers are going to be working for multiple people to make a full-time living. If you need someone full-time, I'm sure you can find someone full-time. Day is skilled, experienced, loyal. She's been working for this construction management company in Boston for 4 years now and is really helpful to them and does a really great job. So I'm going to play that video for you. As we go into it, just recognize, if you're going to hire a bookkeeper, yep, you got to give them access to your QuickBooks or to your Xero or whatever software you're using. They don't want to steal your data. They don't want to steal your client data. They don't want to steal your sensitive information. They don't want to steal it. They just want a job like someone locally would. They want a job. They want to support themselves and their family. And hopefully your bookkeeping job is a means to do that.
Welcome to Santo Tomas, Batangas. This is our house. Come on in. Hi, my name is Day. I'm an online Filipino specialist working as an accountant bookkeeper for a construction company based in Brooklyn, New York. But first, I'm going to show you our van. So this is our van. This is my first big purchase when I started working online. I love planting vegetables. This is the bell pepper, lettuce, and so I have calamansi. Welcome to our living room. As you can see here, here's a laptop. I work here most of the time, but our main office is upstairs. My employer is a construction company specializing in electricals. They install wirings for panels, lights, and outlets. Welcome to our bedroom. On this side, this is where I work. I have been working for my employer for 4 years now. I will go to QuickBooks because right now I'm working on a proposal for a construction project along Queens Midtown Expressway. For our daily routine, we wake up around 6 a.m. While my husband is preparing for our breakfast, I would feed our dog. This is our kitchen. This used to be the backyard, but we had the house extended. Our dining area, this is special because growing up, we used to have a table which is always on the side of the wall. because the space is limited. And now, this table, you can all occupy all the sides. On our refrigerator, this is our souvenir from our trip. You would see London, Taiwan, Thailand. So right outside, this is my husband's bike, and beside it, this is our 400cc motorcycle that we used to travel in the expressway. 4 p.m., we walk around the village together with our dog and buy some milk tea. So this is the milk tea store that we normally buy milk tea.
How's the milk tea?
Oh, good! This is the salted caramel, and this is my favorite. You should try it next time. So we have arrived in our village. This is actually the pastry where we walk away. And over there is Mount Makiling. We normally walk around this area for our daily routine as an exercise. Since working online, a lot has changed in my life. I was able to save up for the renovation of my parents' house. And then soon after, I was able to buy a van for the whole family. And then eventually, I was able to afford the extension of our house. We have also been able to travel to various countries, including England, Ireland, Malaysia, Indonesia, Singapore, Hong Kong, Macau, among many others. Lastly, because we are now financially stable, we are hoping to start a family soon.
Sweet. Okay, so you have seen the bookkeeper. Now let's talk about the marketing director. And I brought this one into this same episode because this is a really high level person, right? I get asked, this is not an uncommon ask of me. Can I find a marketing director? Yes, you can. Can I find someone that can work the night shift? Yes, you can. I don't recommend it, but yes, you can. And it's not hard. And then my team did this video of Deej, and she is a marketing director working the night shift. She's really talented. She's driving business growth, both online and offline, for her employer. And so for both of these people, before I play this video of Deej, you can't hire Deej. You can't hire Day. But you can find someone like them. And it's super reasonable to find really highly talented people at onlinejobs.ph. You could also hire someone, you could hire lawyers or investment bankers or programmers or designers or any skill you can imagine you can find at onlinejobs.ph. So here's Deej.
Hi, my name is Deej. I am an online Filipino specialist. I work as a marketing director for a digital marketing agency based in Fort Myers, Florida.
Currently, I'm doing keto, so no rice.
The staple food of us Filipinos is rice. So for me, to quit rice is really a huge commitment. I eat more vegetables and meat instead. So far, I've lost 5 pounds in 3 weeks. For my daily routine on a typical weekday, we wake up at 2 p.m., eat our breakfast, and have a cup of coffee. After drinking my coffee, I will prepare Riley for school at 3 p.m. for his online classes. Riley is currently in an online kindergarten. Next year, he will be in first grade at the face-to-face school. After that, we will go to the vape shop. I started working online in 2019, and through the years, I was able to save up to open 2 businesses. First is a vape shop in 2022.
So we're on the way to the vape shop to check some stacks and do some inventories.
My partner and I used to be heavy smokers for a long time, and vaping helped us quit smoking. So we also want to help others quit the habit. We do not sell to minors. We only cater to those who want to quit cigarette smoking or those who are vaping already. We first started by selling a few stocks to people we know. But through word of mouth, other people started coming by our house in droves. So we needed to have a physical store. And because of my income through working online, we did not need to take out a business loan. Since we are here in Muntinlupa, we just got the name of our city and then Puff for the smoke, you know, when you puff it. The second business that we have is an Only Wings franchise that we bought in 2023.
So right now, we are going to Wing Bites, the unlimited chicken wings.
It was originally my sister's business, but she got pregnant and she had to sell it. And so because of my income from working online, we had the money to buy it from her.
So this is Parmigiano, garlic parmesan, classic buffalo, spicy garlic, and then sweet sriracha.
So what's your personal favorite?
Parmigiano.
After eating, we will try to put our son into bed. And then we will start working at 10 p.m. until 7 a.m. I was always a night person even when I was still a child. And all of my previous work was also a night shift. So I am very comfortable working at night and I can check on my businesses before my work begins. So currently it's 10 p.m. and I'm going to check some of the works that was sent to me so I can check it for approval. My employer is a digital marketing company. We do website development, website design. We handle social media platforms, digital marketing and SEO. And we do graphic design for small businesses across the United States. I think I need to send it back for minor revisions. For my daily task, I manage our creative team and check their online outputs. And aside from that, I'm also doing some video editing work. At this point, I can quit my online job as our two businesses are profitable. But through the years, I have formed a strong bond with my employer. And since I also feel very passionate about doing creative work, I still want to continue working with the Florida Ad Agency for the years to come. I don't see myself resigning, ever. Thanks to onlinejobs.ph, I am able to be in this comfortable and stable stage in my life with plenty of time with my family and with no problems providing for the future of my son.